All right. Hey, welcome back. It's the Avid Investor Podcast with me, your host, Josh Adamek. And here we are, episode 65. And today I'm going to talk about time management and just bringing a little reminder to you that, you know, you have the time. You just chose to do something else. So I'm going to hit it. But before we roll into it, we're coming off of Father's Day weekend. And just wanted to take a moment to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day, and a shout out to you know, all the moms for you know, taking care of us, you know, making it a great Father's Day. I know myself personally, you know, we had a great weekend, had an amazing weekend with the kids and the family. So Saturday we went out. What the heck did we do Saturday? I don't know. It's all kind of a blur. We just have so much fun, but, hanging with the kids. But I know into the evening on Saturday, let the kids stay up late. We were out in the front yard, you know, chasing lightning bugs, catching lightning bugs. The kids saw some bats flying around and just really cool, amazing, you know, weekend. Rolled into Sunday on Father's Day, had just kind of a chill morning. Kids were hanging out. And we jumped in the car. We went down to the city, hit the, took a look at the river, hit the water steps, ended up at the Museum of Illusions, and then came back, did Shooters. They took me to Shooters to hit some golf and grab some dinner for Father's Day. So all in all, it was a great weekend, amazing time. You know, just love spending time with the kids and, you know, seeing them experience different things with them. But before I go off on too much of a rant, let's get back to the reason why we're here. But again, I just wanted to give a shout out to all the dads out there that are making it happen and doing big things and you know, growing and raising some amazing kids out there. So kudos to you guys. Happy Father's Day. That's it. So with that, with me thinking about Father's Day and, you know, the whole, you know, work and family and business and family, you know, it just got me on this kick on time management. And, you know, I wanted to just remind you that, you know, when it comes to time management, balance, work-life balance, whatever, you know, you want to throw at it, whatever, keywords you want to throw at it. Again, it just comes back to, you have the time. You know, if you're saying you don't have the time, you just chose to do something else. So that's just reality. There's a guy on Instagram that I follow, Mr. Jiu-Jitsu or something. And he put this thing out there a few years ago and it said, you know, I don't have time is the grown-up version of my dog ate my homework. And that's facts. I mean, that's straight facts, reality. You know, when you look at it, at the time, you know, we have available to us, there's 168 hours in a week, right? So if you take your 168 hours and you spend, you know, 40 hours working, assuming you're working a full-time job, you know, you spend 40 hours working, you still got 148 hours left. So you want to sleep 7 hours a night. That's 49, you know, 49 hours a week. Guess what? I mean, we still have 89 hours left in the week. So when somebody says they don't have the time, there's time. You just chose to do something else. And that's facts. Again, you know, take anything, for example, you want to, you're saying, you know, oh, I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time to, you know, work out. I don't have time to exercise. I mean, you know, for me, you know, exercise and going to the gym, working out is a must. I mean, it's habit at this point. I've been doing it, you know, for years now, 5 to sometimes 7 days a week, mostly just 5. 'Cause you know, weekends are for the family and for the kids. But you know, during the week, I'm consistent. I'm persistent that, you know, every day, you know, the alarm goes off at, you know, whatever time it is, it's, you know, before 4 a.m. a lot of times. And you know, I'm up, do my thing, get some caffeine in me and get to the gym. Typically at the gym by, 4:15, 4:30, most days, there for an hour and a half. I'm home by 6. Then, you know, shortly after that, the kids are getting up. I see the kids. Now it's summertime. See the kids, hang out with them, grab some breakfast. I get off. I get on with my day. You know, that's it. It's every morning. It's a routine. It's a habit. So, you know, for those of you that might be saying, oh, I don't have time to go to the gym. It's 3 to 5 hours a week, right? We just did the math. You got 79 hours left after you work and you sleep, almost 80 hours, and you can't carve out 3 to 5 a week to go to the gym. I mean, that's on you, time management, but that's with anything. Like, you know, we talk about, growing your business. You know, I belong to a few different organizations, Acre Pittsburgh, that I talk about a lot, Real Estate Investors Association. That's where, you know, that's where I made a lot of local connections and got my start in my business years ago. And, you know, I'm involved with some other, groups that help, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners, real estate investors, get started and get their kick. And, you know, it's part of my thing, you know, volunteer to help out and give back, you know, help others get involved in the business and the industry, just like some people helped me, over 20 years ago. So, but however, when you're involved in, you know, in these circles and in these organizations, there's, you know, you see a lot of the same faces that are there, you know, week after week, month after month, year after year, some even, you know, decades later, that, you know, go and participate in these things, but don't have the time or never pull the trigger, never take action to get it started. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, starting your business, investing, you know, investing in real, whatever that is, investing in real estate, you know, starting whatever your business venture is, to say you don't have the time means that you just chose to do something else, right? Here's the reality. A lot of people, you know, are in the habit, get up, go to work, come home, dinner, kids, family, homework, whatever, put the kids to bed, you know, and then Netflix, you know, watching TV, and then, you know, up till 10, 12, you know, whatever, even later, you know, watching TV. So, you know, if you're behind your screens, if you're sitting there, you know, vegging out on your couch, on your phone, watching TV, how much, calculate that. How much time are you spending doing that activity? And is that activity doing anything to benefit your work, get you closer towards your goals, benefit your family, benefit your finances, whatever? Or is it just waste of time? Calculate that time. It's, you know, I'm sure it's easily 3, 5, 10 plus hours a week that you could be taking that time and doing something else. Now, for me, I don't, like, at the end of the day, I'm done, right? So get up early, I do my thing, I go to the gym, I go to the office, I work all day. When I'm done at the end of the day, a lot of times now it's summertime, I'll cut out early, take my kids to the pool, go hang out with the family, whatever. So by that time, by the time the kids go to bed, you know, it's 9 o'clock, whatever. I'm not like starting anything else. I'm going to bed, like I'm done. So I end my day earlier than a lot of people. But I start my day earlier than a lot of people, right? I'm not out here preaching, you got to sleep 2 hours a night. You got to sleep 4 hours a night. Sleep's very important. However, what your waking hours, you really should log that time and see what you can cut. Assuming you want some growth, you want to start a business, you want to, you know, you want to focus on your health, you want to do something, log that time and see what you can cut out of that log and focus that time towards something else. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, and I know you've heard it time and time again, and then I don't have to keep preaching the same thing, but, you know, just small increments of time can get you much closer to your goal. You know, you want to start going to the gym, you want to, you know, lose some weight, get in better shape, a couple hours a week, you know, start with 2 hours a week, 30 minutes a day, or, you know, 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, go for a walk, you know, and work your way up. But eventually, you know, you'll get to the point where you know, if you keep working towards it, you're going to have an hour, 2 hours a day where you're going to go to the gym, go to the walk, go for a walk, go work out, whatever. And you realize it's not that much time out of your day. You just have to account for that time, get it in your schedule and, you know, get the consistency going. So same thing with starting a business, right? Like you want to start investing in real estate. You want to start buying houses. You want to start whatever, a totally separate business venture. Just carve that time out, put it in your schedule and do it consistently, you know, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, 2 hours a day. And at the end of the, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, you know, you allocate an hour a day, call it 5 days a week, Monday through Friday or whatever. You do an hour a day, 5 hours a week. We did the math, you know, you got 168 hours in your week. After you work, after you sleep, you still got 80 hours left, you know, assuming you got a fam, you know, you might have a family, might have kids, you're running the soccer practice, this camp, that camp, you know, you're doing this event. I get it. I do that. We do that. Right. But you still got time left. There's time. So, again, it's not that you don't have the time. It's just that you chose to do something else. So, and again, I see it time and time again, where, you know, we go to these different events and, you know, I participate in these different, you know, weekend seminars where I help to volunteer and run the seminars. And you see the same people there, you know, year after year. It's like, well, you do what you were told to do. Like, where you at? Right. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to get started. I'm going to do this now. It's like, no, you just didn't do what you were told to do. You didn't make three calls, or you didn't make five calls. You didn't set three appointments, right? Like you just didn't do it. So, and that's facts. That's facts of the fact of the matter. And when it comes to, you know, starting a business, building a business, let's talk about that for a minute. You always hear like work-life balance, right? Work-life balance. Work-life balance to me is very important when there's family, when there's kids in the mix, right? When you're in your, you know, teens, 20s, even into your 30s, like if you don't have the family at home, you don't have the kids at home, like what balance do you need, right? You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be in a business owner, you want to be a real estate investor, go all in your 20s, go all in your 30s and grow that business, build that business, build that book of business, build that portfolio, build that cash flow. And then, you know, assuming a little bit later on, you know, the family, the kids come, then you have that business built up, you got that book of business, you got that cash flow. So you grind in your 20s, you grind in your 30s, and you balance in your 40s. I'm not going to say you chill in your 40s, but that's where you can balance the work-life balance. And, you know, that's where I'm at. You know, we've built up a pretty decent, business, and we're still continuing to grow. We're still continuing to do big things, but I don't do 7 days a week anymore like I used to. I don't do, you know, the 60, 70, 80 hours a week anymore like I used to. I got, you know, a wife at home. I got kids at home. I got a family, right? So I'm not that dad. I'm not that dad that, you know, works late every night and leaves before the kids get up and gets home before the, gets home after the kids go to bed and, you know, gone all weekend. No, that's not where I'm at. I'm focused during the day, run my business, grow my business, and I balance. I get home, you know, hang with the kids, hang with the family, in the evenings and weekends. You know, I try to stay unplugged, right? Every once in a while, I got to jump out and do something, take care of something. I'll take the kids with me a lot of times if I can, expose them to the business and expose them to different things. But for me, it's, you know, I'm focused, I'm balanced, and I still maintain a pretty strict schedule. Again, I get up early, do my thing, and work all day at the business, you know, run around managing the business all day. And then the end of the day, now, you know, sometimes 3:30, sometimes 4 o'clock, sometimes 5 o'clock. I unplug, I go home. You know, we go to the pool, we go to the parks, we go ride bikes. That's what we do. So for me, you know, work-life balance is grind in your 20s, or grind in your teens, grind in your 20s, grind in your 30s, and, you know, 40s, into your 30s, 40s, balance, right? And don't take that wrong, right? Because a lot of you, some of you listening, may be in your 30s, maybe in your 40s, may not have started your business yet. And that's where it comes down to the time management, right? You have the time. Just chose to do something else. I'm not even suggesting that, you know, you got to ditch your family, you got to ditch your kids to go start your business, to go grow your portfolio. I'm just saying you got to manage your time, right? 3 to 5 hours a week. You want to start something new? Start it with 3 to 5 hours a week. And 3 to 5 hours a week, if you're managing your time properly, is not a lot of time, right? Prime example, weekends, right? So not much happens before 7 a.m. on the weekends, if you have a family at home, right? So me, I maintain my schedule on the weekends. I'm up at 4, right? I'm up at 4 a lot of, more often times than not on the weekend. I got from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock. Now we're trying to get the kids to sleep a little bit later. They were on this little kick where they're up at 5:45, you know, every day because they're excited. It's summer. They want to chill out. They want to do this. They want to do that. And it's like, you know, we're trying to get them to sleep a little bit later, get them to sleep till 7 o'clock. So I got from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock every Saturday, every Sunday, right? So that's my balance on the weekends. That's 6 hours right there, 2 days a week. So for me, you know, I'll be down in the basement. I'll be on my computer. I'm working on another little project right now. So that's my time. Like, my phone's not ringing. My email's not blowing up. People aren't, you know, hitting me up with all kind of stuff. So I got a solid, like, you know, 5 or 6 hours every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday. I get 2 to 3 hours every Saturday, Sunday that I can just be in the zone plugged in. So, I get a lot done in that 5 or 6 hours. So, you know, there's the balance right there. And then, you know, when it comes to another prime example is, you know, diet and eating healthy. Like, you want to talk about, like, well, I don't have time to meal prep. I don't have time to do this. Well, it's like, look at your schedule, right? Like, look at, if you log your time, some people say, well, I don't have time to meal prep. I don't have time to cook. It's like, okay, you got 2 hours to go out to dinner, you know, to go to the bar, grab a cheeseburger, grab a couple beers, whatever. You got 2, 3, 4 hours to go sit at a restaurant, but you don't have 30 minutes to do some meal prep. You don't have a minute and a half to reheat meal prep, right? And it's, you have the time, you just chose to do something else. You go on and on, example after example. And I know I talked about this in a previous episode, but, you know, when it comes to you know, eating healthy and healthy diet, I highly recommend Longevity. Longevity, local Pittsburgh-based company. Unfortunately, if you're not in Pittsburgh, I don't think they ship. I think they hand deliver everything. But Longevity, you go on their website, you can buy individual meals, you can buy bulk meals, which is what I do. I do the bulk meal prep, which is, you know, you get a container of meat, you get a container of rice or quinoa, or you get a container of vegetables. And then I break it up. I make my own meals. Why? Because it's cheaper that way. So, Longevity Life, you want details, you want info on that, hit me up. I'll send you a link, but you can just Google it or find them on Instagram, hook up with them, check it out. Like, that's so simple when it comes to, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, if eating healthy is one of your goals and you say you don't have time, meal prep, there's plenty of meal prep out there. Again, I highly recommend Longevity. I've tried a bunch, you know, depending on what you get, just watch, you know, read the labels. There's some out there that, you know, have the highlight reels that healthy, 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 but you read the labels, it's like, you know, 50 to 65% of your daily allowance of saturated fat in one meal. You know, and you're going to eat 2 or 3 of those. I mean, come on. But Longevity, great meals, great, you know, they got all kind of stuff to choose from. Highly recommend it. They make it local here in Pittsburgh and they deliver it to your front door. once a week or every other week, however you get it. And it's not very expensive compared. I know, you know, if you, you know, you probably just spend just as much at the grocery store buying all your stuff, then you got to make it and, you know, cook it and you know, separate it out yourself. So that's that. You know, you talk about work-life balance, or I'm sorry, talk about eating healthy. Again, you know, we got 168 hours in the week. So you got time, just choose to do what you're aspiring to do, what your goals are, rather than, you know, choosing to do something else. Comes down to like red zone, green zone activities. I've talked about that before with the red zone, green zone activities. So typically, you know, we talk about red zone, green zone activities as things, you know, green zone activities are things that make us money. Red zone activities are things that are required, but don't necessarily, you know, they're not revenue generating activities. I mean, you could take that red zone, green zone activities, red zone, green zone example, and, you know, apply it to your, you know, just your life in general. Green zone activities are things that you need to do in order to get further ahead to accomplish your goals. Red zone activities are things that need to be done, but don't necessarily get you closer to your financial goals. So map it out, grab a yellow pad, go through your daily activities, green zone, red zone, right? Everything that you do in a green zone activity that gets you closer to your goals, you know, if your goal is to, you know, become healthier, you know, lose weight, okay, get up, I went for a walk, I, you know, ate my meal prep, I did this, did that. Red zone activities. What did you do that didn't get you closer to your goal? I watched Netflix for 2 hours. I, you know, ate this, I ate that, and balance that out and try to get more in the green, less in the red, right? Simple as that. Red zone, green zone, green zone, red zone, we should say. But you know, that's it. I mean, that's all I have for today. I don't need to keep going on and on and on and on and just rant. I think you got the point, the message that I was trying to get across here. And that's that, you know, regardless of what your goals are, regardless of what your ambitions are, you have the time. You have the time to accomplish those goals. You have the time to start that business. You have that time to grow that investment portfolio. If you're claiming you don't have the time, chances are pretty good you just chose to do something else. So everybody listening to this, everybody has the same 168 hours in a week. Some of us work much more than others. You know, you might be in a job that you work 50, 60, 70 hours a week. You might have other commitments that take away from this time. However, if you map it out, if you map out your time and you log your time, I promise you, you can still find 2, 3, 5 hours a week to dedicate to your goals and accomplish your goals, regardless of who you are, you know, or where you're at. There is likely time that you'll find in your log that can be allocated towards, that can be taken out of the red column and put in the green column into the green zone activities, if that's what you want to call it. So that's it for today. I just, again, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. Just wrapped up episode 65 here of, you know, the Avid Investor Podcast. And again, coming off of Father's Day weekend, happy Father's Day to all you guys out there. You know, I hope you had an amazing weekend, spent some time with your kids. I know I did. You know, it's what I live for. So, till the next time, thank you so much, guys, and have a great day.